WSFT308, Jack, it doesn't seem like anybody's wanting to talk to you right now. I'll talk to you, though. How you doing, buddy?
Very good. They're probably all busy or, you know, with the cold weather out there, they don't have their radio on. That's probably what it is. Anyhow, how you doing today with this cold weather?
Well, I was in and out of it all day, and my toes got really cold, and a couple times my nose got real cold, and every time I came in, it was runny. So I went through about 100 tissues, and now my nose is raw. But besides that, you know, not a bad day. How about you, over?
Oh, well, I've been in and out today and yesterday, twice, three times. And I said, no, forget it. I'm not going to do what I have to do. Then yesterday I had to go shopping, grocery shopping. And today I got to be a little bit of runaround for the family. So that's how it is, Roger.
Yes, indeed. We do what we got to do, that's for sure. I will say, however, I just renewed the tags for my snowmobiles, and I got the itch. So I think I'm going to have to ride. Over.
Let me ask you something like that. What did it cost like for the snowmobile? One.
Well, you know, it all depends, you know, what year you buy, how big it is and fast it is and this and that. But, you know, they say that snowmobiles are like strippers. They work real hard for you as long as you're throwing 100 at them.
Oh, so that's how they measure them. Okay, because the trailer, I was saying about the trailer, you gotta pay like $100 a year or something like that for just the trailer. Roger?
Well, I guess it depends. I got two sleds, and I don't have a trailer. So most of the time I got to just pull out of my front yard and head down the side of the road or through, you know, through the ditches. But otherwise, it's I think it's $30 per snowmobile for your tag, and it's good for 3 years, I think. At least that's what I want to say. Over.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, $30 is not bad, really, for 3 years. That's $10 a year. You know, the cars, the trucks are just unbelievable. I paid $225 for 1 year plate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my truck plates aren't cheap, that's for sure. And I always get the you know, state park sticker on it too, so that's an extra $12 or something, and you know, but I think it might only be good for 2 years. I can't remember now on the snowmobile, but either way, it's really not that bad, and they use the money to groom the trails, you know, the public trails, so that's always good. I don't know, I just renewed my tag, so I guess I'm almost obligated to ride now. Wouldn't you think, Roger?
Yeah, after you pay the dude, after you pay for the plane, you're ready to go for a ride anyhow. And let me ask you, where you at right now? I'm over here, Rochester, you know where I am at Rochester Hills. And the temperature here is 15 degrees.
Yeah, copy that. I'm here in Flint, on the far east side of Flint, between Flint and Davidson off of Belty Road and I-69. And so I'm hitting the Flint repeater, which has been pretty solid and reliable, but I'm showing 19 degrees here.
Oh, so that's not bad, 19 degrees, where you at. And how far you are, you said, from 69?
Probably a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles off of I-69 and Belsey Road. Just between, right on the border of Flint and Davidson. I'm actually Genesee Township, technically. There's like a weird corner there where you got Burton and Davidson and Genesee Township all come together, which is right about where I'm at. Roger.
Roger, I used to go that route a long time, about two years. I used to go by that because we used to go up north a lot, and we used to take that route to Clear County. Are you by that place where the sods, you know, where they sell sods over there, almost there?
That's south of I-69, and I'm north of I-69. If I'm picking up on what you're laying down, I think I know what you're talking about. But yeah, I'm near Potter Road actually.
Yeah, that's very good. Well, you're not too far from that Myers out that way, is it?
Yep, the Myers is Irish Road, so one exit up from me. I'm at the where there's a there and yeah, all that kind of stuff. But Walmart's right there. And,
I don't know why you're cutting off. Are you on
a
handheld?
I am on the handheld, but you know what? I'm in the middle of the room. I'll move a little closer to the window. I do got the Nagoya 771, but it's not the 771G, and I'm pretty sure that one is tuned more for the GMRS, and the one I got is more tuned for ham frequencies, if I'm not mistaken. Over.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That 771G is a good antenna. I got about 5-6 of them, and I have them on Bullfink radio, and also a Guanxin radio. They work good, let me tell you something. They work good. Even on the Rottel radio, they work good, too. Roger? Well, I don't know what happened, but you couldn't help. That's all I heard, GMRS. Anyhow, well, good talking to you. And I'm glad you came back to me because I want to see if this radio, that I have a 50-watt radio, I want to see if this thing getting out or not. Roger?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Maybe I need to switch this antenna out, but I appreciate you, and you have yourself a good evening, and I am clear on your final. WS Flint Town 308.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot again for coming back. You take care and you have a good evening. And stay out of that cold weather. WIUG 488.
WFDX 870 to Jack.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Jack, I hear you're tapped down on new radio, is that right?
Yeah, I'm just wanting to know how this ain't getting out or not.
Yeah, sounds good. Are you still using your harvest antenna? Over.
Yes, I'm on the harvest antenna, yeah, on the base station. But the 50-watt radio, that's what I'm on right now. It's only on medium. I have my DB20G, too. I can switch there and see what you think of that one.
No, that's fine. The one you're talking on right now, it's pretty powerful. I would say maybe slightly scratchy, just probably a lot of wattage there. But, I mean, it's clear and audible. I can definitely hear it. Over.
This one is a digital and analog, same time. That's why. Roger?
Oh, I got you. What is it?
It's the TYT. Roger?
UIT, is that right?
It's TYT. If you want to get one, I don't know how much they are right now. I seen them the last time. They were $400. Went up to $400. But I got mine for $239. The TYT, $9,600. MD-9600. Roger.
Oh, 9600. Is that a GMRS or is that convertible?
That's both of them. You can put a GMRS and you can put the ham radios. I mean, not ham radios, but you can put the ham frequencies in it. And I got both of them.
Yeah, 9600 is that a dual band or a quad band?